Nasreddin Hoxha admired his neighbor's kettle a lot. It was big and beautiful, painted and glazed in many lovely colors. He wanted that kettle for himself. Being a witty and intelligent man, he decided to play a trick, by which he would get the kettle for his own. He went to his neighbor and said, "My dear neighbor, I need to borrow your kettle. My own has developed a leak, and I have relatives visiting me shortly." The neighbor did not like Hoxha, but he was a pious man and gave his kettle anyway. Hoxha took the kettle and promised to return it the next day. Many days passed, and there was no sign of the kettle. At length, the neighbor went to Hoxha's house and called, "Neighbor, I have been waiting for so many days. Why did you not bring my kettle back?" Hoxha replied, "Oh, my friend, you come at a wonderful time. Your kettle was actually in a delicate condition, and she gave birth to a little kettle. I was only waiting for the small kettle to be strong enough so I could bring the mother and the child kettle to you." So saying, Hoxha handed over the neighbor's kettle, along with the smaller one, back to him. The neighbor was amazed and overjoyed. He took his kettle and the other little one, wondering at the miracle. Could a kettle have really given birth? After a few days, Nasreddin Hoxha again went and asked to borrow the kettle. This time the neighbor was pleased to lend it and readily agreed. Again, he waited for a few days and finally went to Hoxha and asked, "Neighbor, I have been waiting for many days. Why don't you bring me back my kettle?" "Oh, my friend, how I wish I had better news," replied Hoxha, wringing his hands. "That kettle was old and sick, and she died. I looked for you so we could bury her together, but you weren't around. Her corpse was starting to rot, so I finally found some other people, and we buried her together." The neighbor was angry and took the matter before a judge. This judge called Nasreddin Hoxha and asked, "Why did you take this man's kettle for your own?" Hoxha answered, "The kettle was old and sick, and she died. I looked for my neighbor to help bury her, but he wasn't around. I found some other people to help, and we buried her." "What is this?" exclaimed the judge. "Is it possible for a kettle to die?" "Of course. If a kettle can give birth to a baby kettle, it can also die. Whatever is born eventually dies." The judge was baffled, and he asked for the complete story. Hoxha narrated all the incidents that led to the kettle's disappearance. The neighbor looked at the ground, ashamed. The judge laughed and understood that Hoxha was a very shrewd man, and decided that Hoxha should be given the kettle.